agenda, and that is a reclassification.
Yep. Nate can handle that. I'll give you a little primer as he steps up. The food service workers at the jail have been pretty consistently, they're temporary part-time, but they have pretty consistently been putting in hours where they reach that point where that starts making especially Nate nervous from a civil service standpoint, because there's only so many hours that a temporary part-time person could work, but they need them to work. So Nate can talk to you about that.
Thank you. Technical difficulties there. Jack's right. I mean, it's a situation where these cooks traditionally have been part-time and or extra hired, you know, as needed. And under civil service law, you can work them theoretically half-time, or at least an average of half-time, or under half-time. And it's a situation where they simply are and need to be working more. I'm getting very nervous about it. So what we're looking to do here is take a vacant dispatcher position and create reclassify it to a cook position full-time. And that will allow him to work on how much they need to be worked, solve the labor issues, the civil service issues, and realistically, over what they've been working now, it's between $3,000 and $4,000 more to do that than what he's actually paying right now. So it's not a huge lift, but it does put us in that safe place with them. With
the other thing that you folks are probably thinking is benefits, and that will be in addition, but the people are working enough right now that they would technically qualify for benefits anyhow, because of the number of hours they're working.
So my question is that this dispatcher, is it something we're going to have to fill down the line, or is this, we're just going to eliminate it? So.
We would probably wouldn't use it anyway. So yeah, it's not a big deal with that particularly.
Do all the other part-time people stay on?
The other part-time food service, I'm sure he'll use at least one part-time.
We actually were going to do this with two, but the one did resign here recently, so I don't know exactly where we'll end up there, but at this point, any of the others we have are part-time, so that's what we would utilize at this point. I can't guarantee I wouldn't come back and try to, you know, if they were working more, and then at that point, we probably want the sheriff to let you know exactly how they're working, what they're doing, but at this point, this would be the only full-time one.
Yeah, have these people historically worked fewer hours, and for whatever reason they're working more now?
You know, honestly, I think it's one of those situations where they probably traditionally worked more than they should have, but during COVID especially, I think they have been working more, and it got to a point where I probably would have gotten nervous about it anyway, but I think this accelerated it. So,
and from what I've seen, they have, the hours are certainly an issue looking at the reports, but they are not as successful in getting more people to work less hours and spread it out that way. It seems like, you know, the people that they get are able to work more hours, and they're not able to get more people to spread that out.
It's a tough recruit, you know, to do the part-time, and especially on an extra hire type of group, which is akin to a temp. You know, a lot of people don't want, you know, if they are working somewhere else, even in the part-time, they don't want to jump ship.
Because you're not guaranteed any set hours for the week.
So how many people do we have actually working in the kitchen? Full-time, part-time?
Oh, I'd have to bring that up.
And I guess my other point is that with the numbers that we have in the jail, I'm kind of surprised that we need the additional manpower, because that has dropped dramatically. So,
yeah. So the manpower, it's not, I wouldn't say it's really additional. It's just really cleaning up, because if any of these people press the issue of the number of hours that they work with Department of Labor, we'd be in a position where we'd have to come to you anyhow and say, we need to reclassify this to a permanent position, and they'd be eligible for benefits.
So the overall cost is not going up. Is that what you're telling me?
No. So the overall cost from your budget standpoint will be going up, because now these individuals are going to be eligible for benefits. The difference, depending upon how many hours they actually did work, you know, we kind of estimated, Nate estimated a couple grand in salary, but they will be eligible for benefits. But with the amount of hours they were working, again, they technically are eligible for benefits now.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a situation where if we do it this way, we're doing it voluntarily versus me coming to you saying,
Department of Labor came in and.
How many hours a week is this person working?
Well, it'd be a 40-hour a week job.
So they're doing 40 hours a week?
And they're pretty close to that.
35?
Yeah, 35-ish right now. So, but I've, again, it's a situation where we've been trying to put the brakes on it. So I think that working 40 hours is warranted with this position. But you know, we were trying to figure out what to do with it, because we didn't want them. They shouldn't even be at 35. I mean, they should be at 19.25 or something to that effect.
Well, if we're gonna go to the full time and have the benefits and everything, are we just gonna bump them to 40 hours and have them doing the extra duties as well? I mean, it seems like we get more.
Oh, yeah, great full time at that point. Yeah, it'd be a legitimate full time position. But yeah, it would be. And again, for the expense, it's not that much expense for what we're getting. And you know, we to get this amount of hours out of people under the part time rules, I mean, we'd be looking at, you know, probably hiring three or four extra hired temporary to you know, and I don't think that's even possible. I don't think we find that many.
But I would think there's a lot of people, a lot of restaurant jobs right now.
There are. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. back to a previous question, there are two cook positions that are budgeted. Those are the only permanent positions in the jail.
So could you put together a report showing me before the Reform Act went in place, when we had 210 people average in that jail, what the cost were and what the staff was versus today and the numbers that are average in the jail today?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Thank you.
How does COVID increase the demand on these positions?
I think it was more of the other temps that they were finding to help just weren't willing. What the sheriff said during COVID is there were two people and one just left, but there were two people who pretty much consistently, when they called, they're in. The other ones that they used to have help out kind of dropped off.
I just have one last question.
Jen on that left.
So, I think so. We're adding this new, or we're bringing in the zero-based position. What happens with the other, what was already there? Are they being combined, or are we getting rid of one of them and leaving the new one?
So we're actually going to have three full-time at this point, plus the part-time.
Yeah, that's what
correct. Correct. And then the dispatcher that was zero based becomes this. So that goes away. But you would see your temporary hire number. We would expect your temporary hire number to go down because you're paying out a salary now instead of temporary hire. It should be, yeah, the whatever the annual amount minus $2,000, you know, the salary. Yeah.
And this is the reason we have to do this way, to take this dispatcher position. The temporary extra hires don't actually have a true position.
Brian Chu.
Join the meeting.
We needed to do an actual full-time part-time or full-time permanent position. We needed to have a position to use for that. And that's
well, it sounds to me like if this guy's already worked 35 hours and then you have one that just resigned, he's going to be going above 35 hours.
Yeah. I mean, this put us.
You're already in the gray. You're definitely going
to
be.
Yeah, this put us to a point where we're at.
We've been riding it out since summertime, hoping to see more people come on temp or just be able to level it out, and it hasn't.
Anything else?
I will say one of the cooks
came from Caton. I heard from her during the summer about a 40-minute conversation on how it was so tough to find find people to work there part-time just because of the nature of the job. And she was pulling her hair out trying to figure out how they were going to do the service they needed to do with the resources they had. So I think this is a good decision to do.
All right. Do I have a motion?
You got a motion.
Sorry. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Reminder to everybody on the Zoom call. The board meeting is going to be on the same call. Yeah.